Hello, it's the 15th of February. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. All three signature terminal gates at London Luton Airport were blocked by Extinction Rebellion activists yesterday in an attempt to draw attention to the impact private jets have on the climate. A small blue boat with the words, "We are nature defending itself," was used to obstruct access. The protest was coordinated with similar action in other countries aimed at governments around the world to ban private jets, tax frequent flyers and make wealthy polluters pay. XNR choose the 14th of February to highlight the increase of use of private jets during Valentine's Day. Rail services for both Great Northern and Thames Link are due to be disrupted this upcoming weekend as new signalling components are installed. No trains south of St Neots and Royston will go to London. Arlesey, Biggleswade and Sandy stations will also be affected. A water leak, which happened last Monday, will prevent Bedford's Central Library from opening until tomorrow at the earliest. The flooding has caused extensive interior damage. Engineers are working to restore power to the building. All scheduled half-term children's activities have been moved to the Harper Suite, where borrowed books can also be returned. 6-year-old Blythe from Leighton Buzzard began growing her hair after learning about the charity Little Princesses Trust, which donate wigs to cancer treatment patients. She is now 9 years old and has donated 3 years' worth of hair growth and, with fundraising support, has so far raised over £2,000. That's all for today. I'll be back tomorrow with your Bedford News updates.